Who's going down to get it?
Okay, I'll go, but wait for me.
We're waiting.
Okay, I'm going down. It's a little scary here. Hey, you, maybe you'll come down with me? Yes, yes, you, come on, don't be like that. I don't want to go down alone. What is this place? Wow, check out these tall, beautiful pillars. Now, where am I going to find my bomb? Everything here looks so ancient. Hang on, there's someone here. Sir, excuse me. Excuse me, sir. Did you happen to see a blue soccer ball?
Soccer? What soccer? Is that a quadrant? Who sent you? The Roman soldiers will be here any second. Hurry, crouch behind the pillar.
What? Who are you? Why do I need to crouch? I'm only looking
for... Why? Are you joking with me? You're a Jew, aren't you? Does this seem like an appropriate time for jest?
I'm not joking,
Oi, you poor thing. You must have been hit on your head.
Shh, get down.
I am Yohanan, and we are, of course, standing on the main street of Ilia Capitolina. Don't you see the Roman-built stores stocked with goods, the wide sidewalks, the elegant pillars? But all this, it isn't for us. As you know, we're not even allowed to be here.
Ilia Capitolina? What's Ilia Capitolina, and why aren't we allowed to be here?
Ilia Capitolina, that's the new name the Romans have given to our city, to Jerusalem. They destroyed our city, ruined our temple, and now 70 years later they established a new city in its place. They called it Ilia Capitolina, for this our hearts were saddened, our eyes were overshadowed.
Romans destroyed Jerusalem? Could it be that I traveled back in time? Maybe that explains why he's dressed this way and all the Roman soldiers around. But why aren't we allowed to be here?
My goodness, I see you took a serious blow on your poor head. But we rebelled against the Romans again with our leader Bar Kokhba. We failed in this rebellion too. The Romans had the advantage. Now, not only is our city in ruins, we're forbidden to even enter the city and the whole of Judah. Oh, what has happened to us? But why are we still chatting here? Get down. Shh. Run, run! The soldiers are coming also from the other end.
Hang on! Don't run away. I need to find my ball.
No time. Run. Hide.
Hang on. Wait for me. Hey, where are you going? Come with me. He ran into the tunnel. Quick, did you hear him? We need to run fast. Run into the tunnel with me. How come you're not coming? Are you with me? Get down. What is this place? What is this tunnel? Hey. There's someone over there on the right, near the mosaic. Excuse me, ma'am, have you seen someone running, or maybe soldiers, or where did everyone disappear to?
Come, sit down, my child. Please, calm yourself. You look worried. And what soldiers are you even talking about? No one has been running around here lately.
But just the other minute was right here. Who is this? She's also dressed a little strangely. What's going on here? She doesn't look like she lives in our time either. And where's our ball in all this mess? My friends must have given up on me by now. Excuse me? Have you by any chance seen my ball?
Ball? I don't think so. Are you okay?
Are we still in Ilia Capitolina?
Certainly. Where else did you think to be?
No, it's just that you don't look like the Romans I saw running earlier.
Romans? Our center's long since not in Rome anymore. Come, sit down, and take a drink from my jug of water. Perhaps the sun has been bearing down on your head way too long. Our center is now in the hand of the Byzantine, and our religion is Christianity.
Okay, I think I advanced a little in the timeline, but how do I get out of here and back to our time period? I'm trying to leave. Maybe you can help me?
Leave the city? Of course, nothing could be easier. Here's a lovely map that could give you a hand.
A map? Where?
Right here in front of you, on the wall.
That looks like a mosaic.
Indeed, it is a mosaic. That is a drawing of our city. As you can see, the main road, which you are on now, the Cardo, it's the center. On either side of the road, there are pillars and shops and the houses and the streets of the city. They are all surrounded by the walls of the city.
I don't think this map can help me get out of here.
I see you're having some trouble. Come with me, my child. We shall walk together.
Thank you very much. Do me a favor. Come with me. Where are you going? Hey, the passage here continues. It's bending left. Wow, what is this? Here's the road again, and the pillars, and the stores, and the sidewalk. What are all of these shops over here on the right?
Now here is my favorite jug store. If you're looking for a good sturdy jug, you should know this is a place to come. Oh, and here's the spice store, where I buy all my spices for our traditional soup, and the butcher, and the groceries, and here's where I buy my clothes.
Those are beautiful clothes.
And here's the jewelry store, and the music store. Here's the glass store. They make beautiful dishes, but are also very expensive. Better buy over at the metal shop. They sell metal dishes. They last longer and are more useful.
Wow, I see the market continues on and on.
Yes, our city is very beautiful.
And thank goodness Jews are already allowed to walk around in it.
Jews? For heaven's sake, they are forbidden to enter. Only one day a year they are allowed to enter, on the Hebrew day of Tisha B'Av, the anniversary of the destructions of their temple. So they see the ruins of the temple and repent to their sins.
What? So many years and the road is still empty out of Jews? What is this place? I gotta get out of here. How do I get out of here? Let's go. Come with me, quickly. I wanted to get back their times already. Are you with me? I'm past the pillars and arrived at the tree. Don't leave me here. Here, there are stairs on the right. Let's go up. Wait, what's that? I can't believe it. Here's my ball. Take a look down there on the other side of the road in the archaeological dig. How do you roll all the way over there? And how do I even get out of here? There are no steps. Here, maybe I should climb over the fence. One moment.
Excuse me, kid, you can't come in here.
Who are you, a Roman, a Byzantine?
Roman, Byzantine? That's how old I seem to you. I'm an archaeologist who works here. I discover ancient pyramids, and you just walk right into my dig area.
Finally, I'm back to your time period. Sorry for coming in. I just wanted to pick up my ball. What is this place? Does it have to do anything with what I just saw on the other side? With the beautiful pillars and the shops?
Of course, it's the other side of the Carter. You actually crossed from one end of the ancient road that is located under our street level to the other end, right over here.
I don't understand. How did the ancient road get buried under a street?
In every period, people build their homes above the ruins of the previous homes. And so the layers get added, and the street slowly goes higher and higher, above all the layers. It's been about 1900 years since the Carter was first built. It's not surprising that the street level has risen so much by the time we came along. And we're archaeologists. That's what we do. We dig and discover the past. Just think of all the remains and stories hidden under every step you take here. And until we come and dig them out, you wouldn't have any idea they were here.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Wait, where are you going? Don't you want your ball back?
Thank you.
How long does it take to get a ball? Where have you been? How long are we supposed to wait for you?
It rolled a little far, but never mind. That's not important. Trust me, it was worth waiting to live in our times. Come on, whose turn is it to kick?
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed our podcast, you're invited to hear more about fascinating sites around the Old City in podcast networks and on the website of the Jewish Culture Development Company. Share this podcast with your friends and let them know they should come visit the Old City and listen to the sounds and sights. Research, writing, and narration. Sixth grade graduates of Mamadarova School, 2022. Editing and sound. Oria Gill, Hanan Shryman, Roni Elia Shoman, and Avi Beheran. This podcast was recorded at the Puente Center for Learning of the Jerusalem Municipality. We hope you enjoyed the Mamadarova students.